We've got Gene Bullock in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not really a thing?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's 2020! Oh, we thought this year might never get here. It's election year.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's Christmas every day in election year. It is, Aaron.
Here's the thing. Why do we insist on having presidential election years and leap years in the same year? Like, we really need an extra day of
we
the
need
presidential
an extra day
campaign
to think about
cycle.
It, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While
and the South Carolina primaries on February 29th,
yeah,
as if a little trickery.
While
know.
We're amending the Constitution to make Election Day a federal holiday, which we should do, let's also, as part of that amendment, like just push the presidential election
the
either
1 year.
Like 1 year forward, 1 year back. It doesn't
just
even
get it
just
off that.
Just one
yeah.
just one day less. That would be nice, right?
Just one day less of the robocalls.
It's like the Les Mis song,
I know
but
you're
the reverse
just,
of
you
that.
You can't wait for the robocalls.
Yes.
That are coming between now and March.
I don't get the robocalls. I'm very lucky that I don't get the robocalls, and I think it's because I'm not registered as anything. I'm registered unaffiliated, so I'm not on...
That saves you a lot.
I'm not on the Democratic mailing list. I'm not on the Republican mailing list. That really cuts back on the...
It really does.
Now all I have to do is avoid YouTube ads, and I'm good to go.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, and because you said that on the radio today, you're going to look on your Facebook feed tonight, and it's going to say, are you tired of those... Are you tired of those YouTube ads?
Hopefully,
yeah. That'd be great.
I am tired of those YouTube ads.
Everybody's tired of that. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's election year. You know, maybe only by a thread, but we still have a democracy. The government is going to ask our opinion in about 8 weeks about primary decisions and in Orange County about school board race. Very
county commissioner's
very
races.
Important county commissioner races.
Mm-hmm.
Those are effectively decided in the primary in Orange
right.
County, as it turns out. So far as I know, and according to what I've last heard, will not have to have ID at the primary.
Correct. So
polls.
Far, yes.
So far, unless according to my wonderful source that I listen to all the time in the car on the way here. Aaron Keck.
Yeah, as of 15 minutes
as
ago,
as of 15 minutes
case,
ago,
right.
You know, unless Aaron has blinked and not turned his head to the right to check his feed, we won't have to in the primaries, and that's always good. You know, we've got as a country and as our local community, we have big decisions to make, and you know, everybody has time to get their information, learn what they need to learn about the candidates. Be careful about what you believe when you see something that seems out of sorts about somebody that you thought you might support.
Yeah.
Be sure you check it out.
And
use your critical thinking
and
skills.
And let me add to that. Be extra careful when you see something that seems very much in sorts about someone. Because lot of times we find it easier to believe a story about someone when it comports with what we already think about them. And that story may not actually be true.
In either direction, by the way, positive or negative.
Yeah, positive. Yeah, or negative,
just bring the critical thinking skill.
Good guys,
especially
bad guys,
on
people
social
we like,
media.
People we don't. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's perfectly valid to pay attention to what your friends think about all these things. I'd be much more inclined to give a lot of credence to what my friends tell me over dinner than what they tell me over Facebook, for example. But you know, Facebook has a lot of value in this kind of thing to let you know what the buzz is out there. So all of these things are worth watching, but make your own decisions and have an idea about what you want, you know, in candidates and learn about the issues and do it all. I mean, we need everybody to turn out and vote on March 3rd. So, and it's March 3rd, so it's a little bit out of sync with what we're used to.
Right.
So everybody's got
to. But it's 2 months away. Today's January 3rd.
It's
primary.
It feels like it's
going
to be
away.
Here in just a minute.
It
you
will
know?
Be. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be.
And
first, we'll have many school closings between now and then.
And February is a short month, not as short as it should be, but
That's
a short month.
Well, so the South Carolina primary is on Saturday, mm-hmm. February 29th, Sadie right. Hawkins Day.
Nice.
And the only thing I worry about that is if in promoting that as the day that everybody's voting, if some people are going to look at that and say, wait a minute, February 29th, that isn't right. Maybe right. that's fake. No, it's not fake because it's leap year, like
because
you say.
It's, yeah.
And then we have the Olympics to get ready for this year. And I'll tell
you
that
I've not even thought about
you haven't
the Olympics
even thought
at
about
all.
That because you haven't been bombarded with advertising
that's
yet.
That's true, yeah.
For that, but that's the Olympics are pretty exciting and
also
I've
exceeded my eligibility for the 400 meter hurdles. So.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You mean you're not in this year?
I'm
not even
in
going
this
out
year.
For the team?
Yeah. No. Well.
No. Well, then forget it. Then I'm dropping out of gymnastics.
You won't
see me doing that backflip off the balance beam. Nope, not doing it.
That was
nope,
a highlight of 2016, though.
If you're out, I'm out.
All right.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. So other.
So what's not a thing?
Oh God, what's not a thing?
The long list of what's not a thing.
Okay. So I've been trying to not obsessively follow social media. Much so.
Wouldn't it be nice if Twitter was not a thing?
It would be very nice if Twitter
like
was not a thing.
If all of Twitter was not
all
a thing?
All you have to do is just not be on Twitter,
even
and it's
for
okay.
a couple of days. That would be nice. I think America would love that vacation.
Instagram just disabled my account for unspecified terms of service violations. Did you know that?
I did not
yeah,
know
I just
that.
Yeah, I just got on Instagram.
You know
I was
why?
Really
excited
about it. Because
you quit the
it.
Olympics without
Probably,
notice.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that a weird thing?
Do you
thing?
Feel like an outlaw now?
I do feel like an
you
outlaw,
feel a little
yeah.
dangerous now?
I don't know. Like you have to get back into Instagram, the actual process. And when they sent me the email, I was like, this can't possibly. And then I looked it up and it is. It's as if you're a hostage. They make you take a picture of yourself holding up a piece of paper with a handwritten
saying,
code
I'm
on
so
it.
I'm so sorry.
And send it to them.
Did
via
they,
email,
what
which
does
is
it have
really,
to say?
You just they send you a code, and you have to hold up a picture of yourself holding a piece of paper with
so
the code on it.
So this is basically to validate that you're you.
That I exist, basically. Yeah, this is the weirdest thing.
Can the piece of paper say "I exist" and here's the code, or can you send them a message that says something a little more rude?
I'm sure
Bite
you
this
can.
Code?
I'm sure you can send them whatever you want.
Right. Well, there's that.
There might be varying degrees of is this going to get
Isn't
you what
adorable?
You want out of it.
Isn't that They're trying to have a little security presence.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Posted
we almost
two
believe
pictures
that.
On Instagram and all of a sudden just gone. Like, apparently they don't like me.
So what offended them more, banjo
they
or sticks?
They did not say.
Because we know that these were cat pictures or something
they
that
weren't
you put
cat
up.
Pictures. It was a very nice picture of myself with Scott Washington from yesterday after
oh,
History
there it
Matters.
Is.
He was
there
wearing
it is.
A Happy New Year's hat. It was
I
very
think I
nice
saw
and
this.
Festive. Yeah. You, I'm
on
glad
Facebook.
You saw it, but because it
I
ain't
saw
there
it on
anymore.
Facebook, though.
Yeah.
Or else some, Most Wanted page. Maybe I saw it there.
Oh, maybe.
What have you and Scott Washington been up to anyway?
So much.
So
Jean,
much.
So much.
Stuff that you're dressing up for, apparently. Well, now that you're an outlaw, first of all, have you done it? Have you sent them a picture with the code?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
We'll
already.
See how it works.
Well, I was going to say you should have dressed up with a shirt that had stripes on it.
Oh, yeah, that would have been
like
good.
Department of Corrections.
Right. Department of Internet Connections.
Yeah.
Corrections.
I like that. I like that. Sponsored by Whiteout, Department of Corrections.
There you go.
That's good.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
You know what? I didn't say the president's name in this whole segment.
Very
I just
good.
Want to point
well
this
done.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
That's good.
Yeah. Who is on the water cooler? Barbara Fouché is on the water cooler this
nice.
Weekend, kicking off the new year with Barbara. She's so much fun.
Awesome.
I always enjoy her. We're talking about making the older person transition to council.
To town council.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Our little town of Carrboro is growing up, Aaron.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's good.
It feels like that.
I appreciate it.
It's a nice thing. Yeah.
And check out the weekend water cooler Sundays at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Saturday mornings at 4 if you're up late or early. And check out weekendwatercooler.com for the full archive. Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.